to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is Monday. Yes, it's Labor Day. It's the 28th of May, 2007. Notice I said 7, so this is not a repeat from last year. I don't know, Ken, did I do Memorial Day last year? We never take a break around here. At any rate, coming to you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Memorial Day, how many cans of beers did you ingest today? How many bratwursts from the grill? Are you awake out there? Are you quietly in your easy chair right now listening to the radio or the computer or the satellite? And are you going to be with us for the next 2 hours? I certainly hope so. Because if we're in here, you got to be there. You know, I ran across a story. I've got several things I'm going to get into. The deal here about this PD-51, National Security, this is almost a joke, National Security Presidential Directive that Bush just did, granting himself more power. I'm going to get Ed Vieira's take on this deal. Also, Jerry Corsi, which I understand, I think I was told he was just on CNN or something, talking about this very subject, about Bush making a power grab. Cheney is out there spreading the fear. He's sounding terror warnings at West Point's graduation. And I've never heard this one before, folks. He's saying that Al-Qaeda's leadership has said they have the right to kill 4 million Americans. And only 2 million of them, half of them, to be children. Now, where does he get this stuff? I mean, would he call up Osama on the phone and say, hey, Bin Laden, what's our figures today? Or yeah, he's got him on the speed dial. Now, I just asked the CIA. They've got him on speed dial. Dick still has to call the CIA to get Al-Qaeda's number. At any rate, this immigration package that is getting ready to go through, well, here's something they didn't tell you. And I'm not joking about this. I'm taking this Memorial Day programming in a lighter note, you may have noticed. No, I am not drunk. No, I don't smoke dope, so... this is just me on Monday with a little different approach to today's program because everybody's off. Everybody's enjoying themselves out there. Very, very few people are working except here at this network. But I just had to laugh when I read this one. No jobs for U.S. citizens without Homeland Security approval. I'm not joking about this. U.S. citizens who apply for a job will need prior approval from the Department of Homeland Security under the terms of the immigration bill passed by the Senate this week. Well, it isn't passed because it hasn't gone through Congress, hasn't come out the committee, and it hasn't gone to Bush yet, even though I'm sure he's out there with the WT-40 trying to grease the skids and getting in his office as fast as humanly possible. But no joke, folks, it says U.S. citizens, not illegals, not people applying for citizenship, not people that have green cards. I said Homeland Security. I wonder if they deny you and the Homeland Security says, you're not fit to have a job. Wonder if you can still collect government benefits. Or now do you have a right in this country to starve to death? Yes, okay. I got the picture now. They're going to get us one way or the other, damn it. All right, we'll take the break. We'll be back right on the other side. I'm going to do a lot of laughing today, folks, because you know what? I feel like it. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
How's come I can hear that in my ear? I didn't give you the thumbs up. I could have been in here saying something derogatory, and it would have went live. Because you're looking at me? Oh, that doesn't mean anything. Oh, does that mean now if you never look at me, then I won't be hot? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Well, let's get some consistency around here, damn it. Okay. Tell you what, before I get into this, let me take a call from Michigan. Hello, Don in Michigan.
This is John. John.
Oh, well, now I got something to get on my producer about.
Yeah, well, this is John, your connection up in northern Michigan.
And how's northern Michigan today?
Well, I'm working too, John, but I have the pleasure of being outdoors working and looking at Torch Lake, and I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but it's too doggone cold to swim in it.
Oh, but the sun, it's 70 degrees. The skies are chemtrail free for a few days. It's been that way.
You know what this nut does? We're up there, right, in Torch Lake, and then we were going through some of the back creeks that feed Torch Lake. Now, the reason why Torch Lake is so cold is because it's fed by underground springs, probably directly from the Antarctic, right?
Oh, it's got some source.
So what's he do? We're on a boat. And he says, let's go swimming. I dip my hand in the water, And he's got this wry grin on his face. And I said, I'm not going in there. He jumps in the water. He's in there for maybe 30 seconds, a minute, comes out, and he's beet red. You know, and he wants me to go swimming.
That's Cold Creek, John.
Yeah, it was cold. I don't care what you call it. It was a cold creek, if that's the name of it. Yeah, it was cold. The only thing minus was ice cubes.
Well, I have a couple of thoughts. We have all this draconian legislation, and I think people don't know or have forgotten that we have a couple of guys on the government payroll that are very special people. One is the ex-leader of the Stasi secret police in Germany. The other one was the ex-head of the KGB, and their whole purpose of being there is to develop policy for the citizens of the United States.
Well, who was the guy with the Stasi? I knew his name once.
Well, I don't even want to know their names, but I just know that it's disgusting that we've got these guys telling our officials how to run their people in their country and setting up policy for us.
Well, and guess what? Now we're telling Mexico how to do it.
Well, they want the whole world, so their prerogative, and that's disgusting, and I can't believe that we have this going on in our country. But it's anyhow, I just want to share that with you, let you know you're not the only one working, and there's a lot of my brother got a email from the gentleman who runs the GOP party here in Michigan apologizing, and my brother just said to him, Saul, you did, he says, I thank you because what you did for, with your comments for Ron Paul was priceless. No one could buy that type of advertisement.
You know, and somebody suggested this. I have a police officer who listens to this program quite a bit, and he said he was talking with a friend of his, and he said, you know, he says all this stuff about Paul being frozen out of debates and whatever else, he said, you know, what if this is being set up, and this is a way to give this guy traction early in the presidential race? And I said, well, I said, yeah, I that would be a good plan if we were in a sane world. But obviously we're not in a sane world, and they don't want this guy talking because he's a reminder of yesteryear. He's a reminder of all things good. He's a reminder of the Constitution we no longer follow, and real values and ethics and all that other stuff. So, you know, it was an entertaining thought for about 60 seconds, but I more or less rejected it, John.
Well, there's a part of Michigan called the Upper Peninsula. The gentleman that's in charge of that area up there received hundreds of phone calls after he found out what Saul did and what also the head of the national GOP did. And they just are backtracking and trying to hide in holes. It's on fire in Michigan, and I do hope that Ron eventually will participate in the media on the radio. I know that you're doing your best to do that.
Yeah. Well, by the way, what was Saul's last name?
Anuzzi or something like that. I can email it to you.
Yeah.
But,
why don't you do that? Because I've already said that he's going to be on the radio station up there in Michigan. And this GOP guy would call into this guy's show, Jones. He'd have 10 minutes?
Norm Jones.
Yeah.
Right.
And he would call in, I think, and spend 10, 15 minutes with him every week.
Yes, he's doing that tomorrow.
Oh, goody, goody gumdrop.
Yeah, and the 800 number is...
John, I just lost you. Okay. John, it's that... You guys need a cell tower up there. You know, there's a lot of money up there in Traverse, Michigan. Do these people use cell phones? You know, that's, folks, if you don't know geographically, you think Michigan's dead? Not Antrim County, and certainly not Traverse City up there. That's where the elite are kind of gathering around the waters up there to weather the up-and-coming storm. Tell these guys to spend some money and put a damn cell tower up there. All right. Let me get this one out of the way. Apply for U.S. citizenship today. Mm-hmm. No jobs for U.S. citizens without Homeland Security approval. This was submitted by Canada IFP on Saturday. U.S. citizens who apply for a job will need prior approval from the Department of Homeland Security under the terms of the immigration bill passed by the Senate this week. And again, that's what came out of the Senate. American Civil Liberties Union pointed out that the DHS's Employment Eligibility Verification System, or the EEVS, is error-plagued, and if the department makes a mistake in determining work eligibility, there will be virtually no way to challenge the error or recover lost wages due to the bill's prohibition on judicial review. Now, this sounds kind of strange. It would be, I would think, for the illegals that are, well, in their mind, soon to be legal, as I said, green card, guest worker program, you know, whatever. But it goes on to say that even current employees will need to obtain eligibility approval from the DHS within 60 days, also it's retroactive, of the Immigration Reform Act of 2006 becoming law. EEVS would be a financial and bureaucratic nightmare for both businesses and workers, said Timothy Sparapani, that's a real name, ACLU Legislative Council. Under this already flawed program, no one would be able to work in the U.S. without a DHS approval, creating a, you think there was just a no-fly list? How about a no-work list? Similar to the government's no-fly list, I didn't read this story, but there it is, next sentence. We need an immigration reform, but not at this cost. The act allocates U.S. dollars, $400 million of them, for the implementation of the EEVS, but the Congressional Budgeting Office estimates the system to cost in excess of $1 billion. So now they're in the human resource business. Now the government's in human resource. It's just amazing. Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim. Hello.
What was that?
That was me getting too close to my microphone with my headset.
Okay. A little feedback there. Hey, you suppose they're getting the civilian inmate labor facilities ready?
Well, I have no plans except to put U.S. People in that prison, just like they wanted to do, but I want everybody from the government in there. Everybody from the IRS. Well, how many people in the IRS? 200,000 workers, something like that?
Yeah. More than enough.
Yeah. By the way, you want to talk about feedback. Whatever you got there, turn it down.
I haven't got anything on.
Uh-oh.
Must be the fan.
It must be the space in my ear today.
Yeah. Let me move over here. Anyway, that guy that was former head of the East German Stasi, that was a Marcus Wolf.
Marcus Wolf.
Who recently went to his reward.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He moved,
which is a hot one, I'm sure.
He moved on to hell then?
That's right.
Did he leave a
forwarding address? Yeah. So you mean so Bush can send him birthday cards?
Well, yeah, Bush is what, 61 now?
Something like that.
And unless he's found the fountain of youth or life extension, he doesn't have too many years on the face of the earth. He can join him in short order.
And the former KGB guy was Primakov.
That's right.
Yeah, and that all came from Charlotte Iserby. She's the one that sniffed that out.
Well.
Or at least she couldn't get her Senator Olympia Snowe to deny it.
Is Olympia Snowe still in politics? I have not seen her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is she still there?
Yeah, they're probably going to have her stuffed when she passes on. You know, sit her up there in a chair. Kind of like Trigger, you know?
Yeah. Jim, too much levity for one day.
Well, hell, if you can't laugh, we'd all go crazy, right?
Well, you know, I said to my wife the other day, I'm serious about this. I said, you know, with all the stuff that we deal with, and people in the listening audience have a hard time dealing with all the bad news, you know, what is it to immerse yourself in this thing, build a mechanism for delivering that message? And I looked at her and I said, you know, if I didn't have a strong constitution, I'd be in a rubber room someplace in some mental hospital in 3 North Ward somewhere.
That's right.
You know, I mean, you have to laugh at this stuff every once in a while. I mean, you can't get down or morose about it. You just put it in your memory and you just move on, because we know where we want to get. We know where we're at right now. We know where we need to get. And I cannot see laboring under the dark cloud, I chide people, Jim, all the time about, you know, taking up that victim mentality. I mean, you can hear it in people's voices sometimes. And
if we all get depressed and have to go on drugs, what good does that do?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, not for me, buddy.
By the way, one last thought. If people want to know what the NAU will look like, go to video.google.com and search for the real face of the European Union.
The real face of
the European Union.
Of Okay, we'll do it. All right, thanks All right. a lot. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
bye-bye.
Jim. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
There was a short piece on Rents.com by Larry Brody, and it is the phrase, we've got to talk. Just about every man I know agrees that the four most terrifying words in the English language are, we've got to talk. Invariably, they are uttered by a woman we love, just as invariably they mean, you're bugging the teeth right out of my mouth, and I want you to stop. To the women we love, this is a simple statement of a need to communicate in order to keep the relationship on track. To men, it's a declaration that means, gee, get ready, because I'm about to make your soul bleed. Now, I don't think anyone's going to deny the importance of making our needs, desires, and intentions clear to each other, but I worry about how difficult it is, how many of us really understand what the next person is trying to say. Take the we've got to talk situation. The other day, as I stepped out of the shower, Gwen, my beautiful wife, greeted me with those very words. Immediately, my body tensed, my chest tightened, my pulse raced. I came up with a quick list of 150 things I've done wrong lately, ranging from working too hard and not giving her all the attention I should, to still not turning up the heat, although she'd asked me to do so an hour ago. Now, I expected, make that assumed, the worst. "It's the new filing cabinet you bought," Gwen went on, "the one that's supposed to look like an old trunk. It's acting like an old trunk. The bottom drawer sticks, and I can't find the WD-40. When you get a chance, can you give it a spritz?" My budding fear and building anger retreated. My body relaxed. I wrapped my towel around me securely and went downstairs to get the WD-40 and turn up the heat. All right, with our world after all, but it sure was a close call. Later that day, I saw another example of two people just not getting each other. Gwen and I were talking, or walking, rather, through the Paradise Town Square when we heard raised voices. "I'm just saying, here's how you do it. And I'm saying I'm tired of you telling me to do things your way all the time." We turned to see Uncle Ernie and his cousin, Jimmy Blue, sharing a bench. Jimmy Blue was carving what looked like a walking stick. Uncle Ernie was, well, here's how he put it. "I'm not telling you to do it my way. I'm saying that's the way to do it. A way, maybe, not the way," said Jimmy Blue. "Ain't that what I said?" I took a couple of steps toward him, about to say, not really, but Gwen took a firm grip of my arm. "Burl Jr.'s waiting for us at the music store." Now, I'm assuming that's his son. When we got home, another failure to communicate.
"What we have here is a failure to communicate."
Stared at me in the face. Huck the spotless Appaloosa was digging around in the corral from some spilled grain. He had a rhythm going, digging up his front hooves and then lowering his head to the ground to pick up what he'd loosen with those amazingly sensitive horse lips. At the front door, Emmy the Bold spotted him and took off, barking and leaping at the big guy, because in dog language, Huck was performing the bow that dogs do when they want to play, and she was happy to oblige. But Huck didn't see it that way. In horse language, Emmy's behavior was an attack. He reared up, galloped away. The dog gave chase, so did I. As we passed Elaine, the not-so-wild Mustang, she shook her head. This wasn't the first time she'd seen this particular scene happen. I'll spare you all the details of what came next, except to say, this morning I contemplate my new bruises and aches. I'm thinking about how much better off dogs and horses would be if they could not learn to jump the gun, or if they could, rather, learn not to jump the gun, if they could watch each other and listen and try to understand what's really going on down before they react. Which brings me to where I am now, trying to teach myself to slow down and do the same, so that someday when Gwen says, "We've got to talk," I'll be able to relax and listen with pleasure to what she's really got to say. Is that a panacea, or is that the oil that takes the friction out of married life? Or did I just describe to you when one patriot is trying to talk to the GDP out there, the generally dubbed public, are they tensing up? They're already miserable. The difference is, between you and them, they don't know why they're miserable. Oh, they kind of got a feeling that their job's being threatened, taxes are too high, gas prices are going through the roof. They're not sure that their job's going to be around next week, let alone next month or next year. Yeah, money problems at the home front, not enough cash coming in to the stuff to pay for. That's 50% of the reasons why we get divorced in this country, folks, financial stress and strain. So I wonder what it's like for the generally dumb public to find an enthusiastic individual that comes up to them and pronounces that I have the solution to the problem. And more importantly, I've got the information you need. While this guy is in a mired funk, somewhere between committing suicide and running at Mach 3 with his hair on fire off the edge of the earth. As I've said before many, many times, ladies and gentlemen, be a good listener as you are an information provider or a talker. Find out what's on people's minds. Bait your little number 8 hook very carefully. Dangle that in front of them. If there's anything up there of a human being, an American left, they'll nibble at it. And chances are they'll take it hook, line, and sinker. Now you have them hooked. I've said this repeatedly 100 million times on this broadcast throughout the years. Folks, we need more boots on the ground, but we're not being real successful on garnering more support. It could be the way we're approaching them. Hey, we got to talk. Look what it did for Gwen and this Brody guy. Even got the dogs and the horses involved. We'll take the break. come back on the other side. I want to play the clip from HBO Phil Maher's show. And that was the last Friday show. That was live, and that's the last one until, I think, mid-August he comes back with live programming. We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're back. I don't know what the deal is with my computer, but I just cannot get the volume out of this thing. I think I'm being sabotaged here. No, volume level is up. Let's give this a whack, Ken, see if it'll come through.
I've been talking about this gentleman, Congressman Ron Paul, for quite a while. I want you to take a little clip of him in action about a week ago in the Republican debate. This is what went on.
Are you suggesting we invited the 9/11 attack, sir?
I'm suggesting that we listen to the people who attacked us and the reason they did it.
I would ask the congressman to withdraw that comment and tell us that he didn't really mean that.
If we think that we can do what we want around the world and not incite hatred, then we have a problem. They don't come here to attack us because we're rich and we're free. They come and they attack us because we're over there.
Thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. Hey, James, and Ben Affleck. Okay. thank you for being here. Look at that. Now,
that's nice.
Do you have any mixed feelings about getting such an ovation from such a liberal audience?
Well, not really. I mean, I think a politician always likes applause.
Yeah. Well, we had you on about, I think it was late March, and I think we just scratched the surface, and that's really my fault. I should have scratched it more, but after I saw you in the debate, I said, you know what, this is a person who I really want to talk to a lot more. There's so many things I want to ask you, but I know you just got back yesterday. You were in Washington at the National Press Club, and I thought this was great. You presented Rudy Giuliani, I guess he wasn't there, but with a reading list.
Right.
And Rudy Giuliani, who took you on in this debate and pretends to be such a terrorism fighter, he really hasn't read anything about it, has he?
No, it looks like he skipped the 9/11 investigation. You know, he didn't read that report because it sort of supported my position on that.
And what of the things that you suggested he read do you think are most important that he'd be aware of?
Well, I think it's been known for quite a few decades that our foreign policy has what the CIA calls blowback. It has unintended consequences. You can go back to 1953 when we put the Shah into power, or us supporting Osama bin Laden and radicalizing the Islamics to go after the Soviets, and that comes back as blowback. Our support for Saddam Hussein in the 1980s. And this comes back to haunt us, and that's why I have been very attractive and very supportive of what I call a non-interventionist foreign policy. Mind our own business and stay out of the internal affairs of other nations. Well,
right after 9/11, I remember when we finally, you know, television shows got back on the air. Of course, I got fired. But the other ones that were still able
to... The other shows.
I said the wrong thing, too. But the big question, I remember, was, why do they hate us? Remember that? We had about a week where we were all, why do they hate us? And then we just forgot that and went, they're evil. They're evil, we're good. We don't. Why do you think America is so dumb? Was it all dumb?
I hope not all of us.
No, not all of us.
We're Americans.
Yes, right. But how do you get the smart America? I mean, come on. I mean, if America was a smarter country, wouldn't you be leading in the polls?
Let's hope so. And that plus, if you can raise $100 million, you know, money talks these days. So.
I've said before that, you know, when you're dealing with somebody who is your enemy, and we do have an enemy, but I wouldn't call them terrorists. I would call them Muslim fundamentalists. I don't think everyone who attacks us is a terrorist, certainly not in Iraq. But you have to either make them fear you or love you. You know, it used to be America was loved around the world.
I don't know when that. When was that? Was it 1777? About a year.
When Kennedy went anywhere around the world, he was beloved.
It was Jackie that they liked.
Clinton, when he went around the world, was beloved. People were in love with him, and he liked some of them too.
I think what we should look for is respect. That's what we need, and that's what we don't have. And they look down upon us because we impose on them. I have no problems with this theoretical position of the neocons to spread the goodness of America, but just not with force. We should spread it by setting a good example, getting our house in order, making sure civil liberties are defended here. Then, when we have a free and prosperous economy and everybody's doing well and everybody's getting medical care, then they'll want to emulate us. But there's no way it'll work. To pretend that we have goodness, it's so good that the Wilsonian, actually, this is old stuff, Wilson, make the world safe for democracy.
A Democrat.
It hasn't worked, and force does not work.
Yeah.
Persuasion does.
And I know you've said before that you're the most conservative member of Congress. You are really more Republican than they are. There are the Republicans. What happened to your party?
They've lost their way. And they tend to be critical of what I'm saying, but I think it hurts. But I think I'm on safe grounds historically that Republicans, at least, they still talk about small government, don't they, and individual
freedom. They talk about it.
But they don't. So, therefore, I think time, the people wake up. And last year, they didn't do too well. 1994, they spoke a strong message. They won an election, and they thought they were going to work for smaller government. And look, and even on the foreign policy, how did George Bush get elected? Strongly critical of Clinton, nation building and policing the world, and this is what he pushed. The peace candidate always wins. Just think about it. Even before World War One and World War Two, we're going to keep you out of the war. Eisenhower wins and Nixon wins. What about Barry Goldwater and the Johnson campaign? I mean, even though Johnson was promoting the war and spreading it, Barry Goldwater was turned into the guy that was going to unleash the bomb. So
right.
The peace is a powerful message, especially after the war has been going on and the people wake up and realize how many people die and how much it costs. And that's why I think the people are really ready for a message that says we don't have to be in this mess. Logic tells us that we can make a better world in a much easier way than causing wars.
Well, I hope you're out there delivering it. I know that some people have tried to get you out of the Republican debates,
right,
and to just make you go up to the blackboard and write 1,000 times they hate us for our freedom.
That's right.
But you won't do that.
But we have Mr. Giuliani studying tonight. He's home reading all those books. And he's going to come back and he's going to apologize to me. And he's going to say, I'm sorry, Ron, I just didn't know that that's the way foreign policy works. I didn't even know that you just can't blame Americans for our foreign policy. That it's the policy that's at fault. It's not the fault of the Americans who are victimized by these evil, monstrous, murderous people who come over and kill us. It's the fault of the policymakers. It's policy that counts.
From your lips to God's ears. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming out here.
Okay.
You keep on it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ron Paul, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And by the way, right after that, Bill Maher made the statement. He said, that much applause? I've never had a Republican on the program before that got that much applause. Well, evidently a few people, a few Ron Paul supporters, heard that he was going to be on the show, so they were in there. But if you listen to the applause, and this is a liberal audience, ladies and gentlemen, that's why we're saying that this guy has the ability to reach across, you know, whatever voids and spectrum has been placed either in our way or is existing today in this country. And he has the ability to talk to these people and they understand it. They understand what it is to lose your freedom. They understand that they don't like George Bush. I would hope one day that they'd understand why they wouldn't like another Bill Clinton again, but let's not ask for too much yet. But this last show, it was kind of a weird thing. He only had two panelists on. The goofball that was on there is supposedly a Republican. But Ben Affleck was on there. Now, Ben, I know you're probably not going to hear this message, but can you do me a favor, pal? Can you not say the F word 52,000 times? I was shocked. Evidently, he figured that this is a way to get people's attention and for them to listen to his point. He must have said the F word 15 times. And I'm thinking, oh, great, Ron Paul's coming out here. If I was Ron Paul, I would have come out and said, you know, one of two things. I'm going to put a curse jar out here, and every time you say the word, you got to put money in it. Or I would have said, if I was Ron Paul, I wished I had a dollar for every time you mentioned the F word. I could have matched Hillary Clinton's fund for presidency. But aside from that, that was only 8 minutes. I can't wait till Maher has him back more, and Ron can start getting into some issues. See, so far, he's been in the soundbite world, okay? And soundbite world means, that's right, even presidential debates. You get to say what you want to say, but you only have a very limited time in which to say it. What is facing this country today are very deep and core and complex problems, and 30 seconds in a response or 8 minutes with audience applause is not enough to get your message across. So I think Bill Maher is going to have him back more and more, and that's a good thing. Did you kill that other mic yet? Good. Because when I bang on a table like that, I sound like Rush Limbaugh on steroids. U.S. funding Mexico's wiretaps. Oh, when a good thing works, you got to spread it. Sam Enriquez from the L.A. Times writes that Mexico is expanding its ability to tap telephone calls and emails using money from the U.S. government. Wait a minute. Why don't they just get it from the illegals that are sending the money back? $17 to $20 billion a year? They could set up a real good snoop and poop program down there for that amount of money. At any rate, our government's going to pay for it. A move that underlines how the country's conservative government is increasingly willing to cooperate with U.S. on law enforcement. Did I just read that right? Mexico's conservative? Conserving what? Money in the seven families, crime families' pockets? That's the only thing they're conserving down there. The expansion comes as President Felipe Calderon is pushing to amend Mexico's constitution, I didn't know they had one, to allow officials to tap phones without the judge's approval in some cases. Gee, where have you heard this before? Mexican authorities have been able to wiretap most telephone conversations and tap into emails for years, but the new $3 million communications intercept system being installed by Mexico's Federal Investigative Agency would expand its reach. The system will allow authorities to track cell phone users as they travel, according to the contract specifications. It would include extensive storage capacity and allow authorities to identify callers by voice. Data system. The system, scheduled to begin operations within the next month, was paid for by the U.S. State Department and sold by, and I do believe this is Verint Systems, a politically connected company based in Melville, New York, that specializes in electronic surveillance. Uh-oh. We got to bug their office. Documents describing the upgrade suggest that the U.S. government could have access to information derived from the surveillance. Officials of both governments declined to comment on that possibility. It is a government of Mexico operations funded by the U.S., said Susan Pittman, the U.S. Department's Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs. Questions about its use should be directed to Mexico, she said. Calderon's office declined to comment. Well, I guess there's not going to be any Q&A session here. But the U.S. government's contract specifications say the system is designed to allow both governments to disseminate timely and accurate, actionable information to each other's country's respective federal, state, local, private, and international partners. Let us not forget the globalist. Calderon has lobbied for more authority to use electronic surveillance against drug smuggling. No, that's to eliminate the competition so his crime family makes more money. Okay. Already this year, drug wars have cost hundreds of lives and threatened Calderon's ability to govern. No, scratch that, Calderon's ability to make money. It's unclear how broad a net the new surveillance system would cast. Mexicans speak regularly by phone, for example, with millions of relatives living in the U.S. Those conversations appear to be fair game for both governments. Within the U.S., legal experts say that if prosecutors have access to Mexican wiretaps, they could use that information in U.S. courts. U.S. Supreme Court decisions have held that the Fourth Amendment protections against illegal wiretaps do not apply outside the U.S. Where in the heck is the United States Supreme Court? They don't apply in America either. Mexico's telecommunications monopoly, Telmex, controlled by Carlos Slim, the world's second wealthiest person, has not received official notice of the new system that will intercept its electronic signals. Telmex is a firm that always complies with laws and rules set by the Mexican government, she said. Calderon recently asked Mexico's Congress to amend the Constitution and allow federal prosecutors to conduct searches and secretly record conversations among people suspected of what the government defines as serious crimes. See, at least there's a little bit of honesty here. Did you spot it? Here, we were told that we've got to do wiretaps and warrantless searches and seizures, and the FBI can come into your home and ransack through your wife's underwear drawer. That's because we're trying to stop terrorism. Down there, they didn't say that. What the government defines as serious crimes, at least down there south of the border, you get a little better shot at it. At the truth, that is. His proposal would eliminate the current requirement that prosecutors gain approval from a judge before installing any wiretap. Calderon says the legal changes are needed in the battle against drug gangs. But others argue that the proposal undermines constitutional protections and opens the door to this type of domestic spying that has plagued many Latin American countries. What difference does it make? They're doing it here. Who is saying? Others argued. What others? Arguing with whom? This is the fight on global terrorism, ladies and gentlemen. We got to snoop and poop on everybody's phone calls and emails and what they order and what they buy at the grocery store and what medications they're on, their medical records, the IRS records. I mean, come on. I mean, after all, Homeland Security is going to be saying whether you can have a job or not, so I guess don't they need all this information? Yeah. Coming up on a break here. It's an open phone Memorial Day Monday, folks. Okay, usually it's open phone Friday. I reserve Friday for that, but it is Monday. You're out there. I can hear you sucking down your beer and eating your bratwurst. We're here at 800-313-9443. Next hour, I want to get into what Ed Vieira has said about this, well, the new presidential directive. That says when he decides he becomes king, he makes a lot of good points in there. I'm going to run through this thing, so everybody stay tuned and pay attention. It's about time that a constitutional scholar takes a look at this pile of hudda from Washington, D.C. We'll be right back.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
And as if there's not enough fear-mongering from the United States government, Cheney is out there stumping again, sounding the terror warning at West Point's graduation. L.A. story again, Norm Levy writes, with the Bush administration laboring to persuade skeptical Americans to stick with its war effort, Vice President Dick Cheney delivered a graphic warning Saturday about the high stakes of the conflict in Iraq. And I'm quoting the great Vice President here. Al-Qaeda's leadership has said that they have the right to kill 4 million Americans, 2 million of them children, and to exile twice as many and to wound and cripple thousands. Wait a minute. Isn't he reading the tally there of what we did in Iraq? Maybe he's confused. Cheney said this to the graduates in a commencement speech at the U.S. Military Academy. America is fighting this enemy in Iraq. Cheney's caution came after President Bush issued his own warnings at the White House news conference, during which he told reporters that terrorists are a danger to children. Oh, that's the last resort of a skullduggery kind of human being. It's for the children. Cheney, often responsible for the administration's most combative rhetoric, painted a particularly dark picture of the consequences of failure. Scarcely 50 miles from this place, Cheney said, on the leafy campus perched above the wide curve of the Hudson River, we saw thousands of our fellow citizens murdered and 16 acres of a great city turned to ashes. The vice president heaped scorn on enemies and said he opposes and despises every notion of upright conduct and character. Is this guy talking about himself? Their cruelty is not rebuked by human suffering, only fed by it. And this comes from a man that's right in the mix here of killing over 750,000 Iraqis. Great job, Vice Prez. Yet he said when captured, they demand the protections of the Geneva Convention and the Constitution. I let that one go without comment. Although Cheney won applause from graduates at West Point, the administration's message was challenged by another military voice. In their weekly radio rebuttal to the president, Democrats tapped a Marine Corps reservist who served a 7-month tour in Afghanistan. And I'm quoting him, I know I speak for many of my friends overseas when I say that the best way to honor the troops is to responsibly involve in Iraq civil war. That doesn't make any sense. But I think what he is saying here, this is a misprint or he misspoke, and he actually quoted him correctly. Honoring the troops and to responsibly get us out of the involvement in the Iraq civil war. And that's exactly what's happened. If you notice how all of this, and I'll tell you, this had to be a DOD or an NSA or CIA program that you're seeing out there, the million thanks routine. Yeah, let's write our soldiers and thank them for defending America's freedom. This is, again, an operation to convince people that to support our troops. And if you notice, by the way, what the heck happened to Cindy Sheehan? Did she fly off to another planet? Nobody has heard beans from her. Wasn't she a Democrat? And didn't her fellow Democratians, didn't they just take over Congress in November and back down from putting a timeline? Geez, did they let the air out of this woman's bag or what? Cindy, where are you? The country calls you. I'm sorry, I shouldn't make fun of Cindy Sheehan. She did lose a son in Iraq, and that's nothing to joke about. But I think to me it spells her level of commitment. I hope she didn't pack up her bags and go home. At any rate, second hour coming up, I'm going to get into this wonderful thing that they did, that Bush just declared himself to be King of Kings. Or so he thinks. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. It's an open phone Monday, folks. I know you're out.